Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday edition. I do believe I got a fine guest joining me for Hump Day. He is Dr. Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. Harvey, welcome back.
It's great to be back. Absolutely.
Well, you must be back home. Last time I saw you, you were here in the studio with me in Madison. Harvey, back near home, I suspect. Where is that? Green Bay area?
Green Bay City. In fact, the city of Green Bay we live in.
Well, Harvey, before we get done with today, I want to ask you about the election that happened yesterday in the great state of Wisconsin. But I also, and I know we're going to talk about the economic bill of rights. I know that that's one of your favorite issues, Harvey. But I got to ask you about the little buffet event, the fraud-a-thon that happened at Mar-a-Lago last night, where Donald Trump invited Michael Gabelman down as a honored guest to basically regale the guest with tales of Zuckerbucks and stolen rigged elections. You know, it's odd to me, but I don't know how we move on. I don't know how we get to kitchen table issues if we can't establish, you know, the basic rules of reality and democracy, Harvey. I get stuck on some of these things.
You know, by the way, help me out. I hate to sound ignorant. Who's Michael Gabelman?
Well, Gabelman is the special prosecutor that was hired by Robin Voss here in the state of Wisconsin.
To do the elections,
yes. Harvey.
Right.
You know, let's roll back the Electoral College, or at least I think we should strongly consider that. That was his conclusion. Predicated on zero evidence he offered during his interim report. You know, you recall the guy, corrupted former Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, I apologize. It just literally left me a moment. I had a whole different direction I was moving in when you said Michael Gabelman. But yes, I know who that is. You know, this is part of a larger, this question that a few of us have been talking about, friends of mine, and that is that for some time now, the Republicans nationally and at the state level, not all at the national level, but overwhelming majority, they seem to be living off of two big questions that they posed, neither one of which is real in other words, not part of our reality. The first one, the stolen election. I mean, this is bizarre. And the tragedy is that they have enough seats in the legislature, obviously, that they can continue to promote this kind of BS. Okay, and similarly at the federal level, the triumph in many ways of Fox News just maintains this kind of thing right over and over again, and it is fascinating that they can somehow do this without breaking into a smile and falling down laughing. Like they cannot possibly believe themselves. If they believe themselves, then really what we need is an army of psychiatrists to address the question, okay? The other thing, and this is really important, this will sort of segue us maybe to the Economic Bill of Rights, and that is that the Republicans for some time now, and this is very much linked to what they're trying to pull here in the state of Wisconsin, have over and over again portrayed progressives as hung up on culture wars, that somehow we're out crusading for culture wars, when in fact the whole culture war thing of the culture wars have been underway for like 45 years, basically. This has always been a Republican talking point, and the more significant their numbers were, the more they have portrayed Democrats generally, progressives in particular, as culture warriors. But if you look closely, and this is really important, if you look closely at what progressives have advanced in terms of federal and state legislation, though undeniably cultural attitudes concern us, the fact is that the folks who they point the finger at regularly are generally pursuing an economic agenda, trying to create, well, first of all, to reduce inequality, which is heavily racially based as well, that it's they're trying to raise the minimum income of the working poor. They're trying, well, I say they, we're trying to basically enable Americans to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But the Republicans, they've glommed on to these things and they have made tremendous headway. And the problem with the Democrats and even progressive Democrats is that for too long, they are responding to these things in terms of policy agendas, which are essential, but they're missing the point. They have yet to come back with a vision that would literally swamp the idiocies emanating from the Republican Party. And what I mean by that is, you know, when I think about my presidential hero, Franklin Roosevelt, you know, he spoke in terms in the early years of an economic declaration of rights. He spoke of the four freedoms, freedom of speech, freedom of worship, freedom from want, and freedom from fear. And then late in the war, when he pronounced, you know, in 1944, the State of the Union address, the call for an economic bill of rights for all Americans. I mean, he offered visions that in their own way transcended and brought together diverse causes and diverse possible policy agendas. And the Democrats these days, well, first of all, if you go out on the street, I think I've said this to you before, you go out on the street and you ask Republicans, you ask voters, ask people, do you vote? And you ask them to describe what they believe the Democratic Party is about. Even if they vote Democratic, they'll often reply in talking points of Republicans. As it, not that they subscribe to them, but that's in their minds. This is in their imaginations. The left, broadly speaking, politically, must figure out how not to fight each time these things come up, but rather to offer a vision and just drive it home repeatedly. And I think the best way to do that, perhaps, is to go back and pick up once again this question of the economic bill of rights. And I will tell you, Mike, I feel bad. I actually have not looked overall at the election results in the state. I will confess, I was tied up yesterday in meetings, and this morning I was tied up producing shows. And I'll drop a name with Nina Turner, who I'll be doing another show with tonight. So
oh, big shot.
I apologize.
Big shot. Hanging out with Nina Turner, too good for Crudy and the election results. He is.
Well, yesterday I spent half the day with Tom Nelson, Senate candidate here in Wisconsin. And am I allowed to announce my endorsement on the show?
Well, I think you just did, didn't you?
I essentially did. Yeah. You know, I looked over the we'll come back to that when we talk about Wisconsin politics. But I, in particular, I was responding to that news item about how, you know, there's this, I can hardly believe it, Voss had commanded the UW system basically to run a survey of students to ask them about their free speech rights. And apparently the chancellors universally said no, they would not distribute those surveys. The chancellor of UW-Whitewater, who was an interim chancellor, resigned, okay, also feeling that the system afforded no support, from what I understand. And so now the president of the system, I guess, is going to distribute the stuff himself. It is a himself, I believe. And it's just, that's crazy. I mean, we're going to spend all this money. And they're not doing it truly because they want to know. They're doing it because they want to keep that Republican culture war agenda there. I mean, students have free speech rights. What they don't have a right to is to attack each other in personal ways in the classroom, period. I mean, that's just that would be unacceptable. No professor would put up with that kind of crap.
Dr. Harvey K, my fine guest, Dr. Professor Emeritus, University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, the Republicans have basically stopped governing, as near as I can tell. I don't hear any governing policy from them. They tell us, you know, well, we wouldn't do it the way Joe Biden's doing it, or we wouldn't do it the way Tony Evers doing it. We're not socialist, but they don't actually have any governing policy. They're basically down to fighting the wars of social division. And, you know, so much of what I see these days, Harvey, it's bigoted, it's misogynistic, it's anti-gay, yes, it's anti-trans. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's not where the majority of the American people are at, but these issues, they engage, they energize the right. And whether it's Vicky McKenna, this right-wing talk radio host, claiming that a local school district's got a policy for furries, or whether it's Michael Gableman running down to Mar-a-Lago to stroke Trump's ego and tell him what he wants to hear. Oh, the last election, it was rigged. Again, Harvey, you know, if it was just about comparing the policies of the Democrats, you know, you and I both have our issues at times with the Democratic Party and the politicians thereof. But there's only one party that's even trying to be the adults in the room here, tell the truth and govern the nation. And that ain't the Republicans, Harvey.
Yeah, well, you know, the adults in the room are, let me take one example of how the adults in the room are just utterly failing. I know you find me always to do this. It is striking that with all the evidence available, I mean, the evidence just pouring out these last months, that they have yet to prosecute you know who, okay? Donald Trump is literally has got, you know, he was a failed coup on his part to try to stay in power. And Republicans across the country and state after state where they control the legislature, they have passed laws that may well allow them to actually succeed in pulling off a coup in 2024, if not sooner. And it seems to me that the Democrats can have all the hearings they want. Americans want to know, when are you going to do something about these threats to our democracy? And by the way, I mean, they can accuse Tony Evers of governing in a certain way. My feeling is Tony Evers hasn't even had a chance to govern. Okay, his major power is to be able to veto the utterly reactionary endeavors of the Republicans. So it's always funny when they say, you know, talk about Tony Evers' governance. Tony Evers hasn't had a chance to govern. I mean, that is the problem.
Harvey, let's talk about something the American people, to my understanding, the polling I've seen would find very popular. Bernie Sanders currently advocating for a windfalls profits tax, which is usually used during time of war. Well, you know, Ukraine's going on. We've had this international pandemic, and Bernie thinks it'd be a hell of a time to roll out a windfall profits tax and stick it to corporations that are, you know, taking in record multi-billion dollar profits. And then, of course, turn around and blame inflation on Joe Biden. What do you think of the idea? I mean, I like the idea. I think the American people overwhelmingly think billionaires should be taxed more. And if this is the means, then this is the means. But Harvey, is this, I realize it's not the fully flushed out economic bill of rights, but what about this particular proposition from Bernie?
Well, it wouldn't be part of an economic bill of rights. However, for example, when Franklin Roosevelt was president, he made it a point of saying to people straight out, it's like in, you know, 1933, 34, 35, he talked very bluntly about how the inequality of wealth in the United States at that time afforded a drastic inequality of power. And that if you're going to have a democracy, you cannot have that kind of inequality. Then they weren't called billionaires, they were called the multimillionaires. And so he proceeded to tax the rich and to raise taxes on capital. Now, he raised the ire of the capitalist class. In fact, they mobilized against him. They organized on a massive scale to try to bring an end to his administration. And some of them conspired to literally try to stage a coup in the United States. And what did he do? He trusted the American people. He talked openly about the threat. And as he put it, I welcome their hatred. That's how he put it. Now, I'd love to see Joe Biden finally face the fact that those accusing him of inflation should start pointing a finger at the folks who are, you know, there used to be war profiteers. So now we can talk about inflation profiteers. All I know is the price of oil started coming down faster than the price of gasoline at the pumps. That's all I can say.
Folks, he is Dr. Harvey Kaye. He is a friend of this show. He is a professor emeritus, University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. He did not check the elective results last night. And, you know,
I can tell you that one of my former students, who I absolutely, from 30 years ago, won a seat on the school board here in Green Bay, and I'm thrilled.
And who's that?
His name is Brian Mills.
Congratulations, Brian. Come back the rest of you. More Devil Radio, more Devil's Advocates, more Harvey Kaye. We'll be right back.
And the buck stops with me.